97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guests are Creighton Blackwell, who is the Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Community Engagement, and Steve Hardy, who is the Senior Marketing Manager, both from Coastal Credit Union. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Sharon, for having us again.
Pleasure. Gentlemen, let's jump right in. What is the difference between a credit union and a bank?
The key difference in a credit union and a bank truly goes to the fundamental definition of the two. For credit unions, they are defined as not-for-profit financial cooperatives. It's member-owned. It's owned by the members, which means that the members have one vote, each member, regardless of what their financial background is. They each have a vote. They each have a say. They each have empowerment. They each have the ability to be able to demonstrate and show where this credit union and their organization go. It continues to allow them to be local and play an active role. Now, the definition of the bank is that it is a for-profit entity. It's a for-profit corporation, which is focused in many cases just on the value for shareholders, things of that nature. So in some cases, when you're looking at credit unions and what happens to the monies that we make, that revenue and profit, it goes right back into your product. It's reinvested back to the membership, whether that is in the form of better rates on certain types of deposits. It may be in better interest rates for loans. It may be in better services that are all shaped around the member. For the credit union, it's all about people helping people. That's not
people.
Just an anecdote. That is what the definition of the organization and the way this movement was constructed historically, and it's the way it still goes today. That's the key definition and that difference that we love to talk about.
And I'm a firm believer, full disclosure to our audience, I've been a member of Coastal Credit Union for years, and everything Creighton just said is absolutely something I believe in as well. Let's go back to each one of you. What is the history you have in the financial industry? Let's start with you, Steve.
Okay, thank you. I've been in the industry since 1988 with my background of helping the community and serving the people. That's what's connected me to the credit union, because everything I do is about the people I serve. And so it just made me a strong connection to this company, plus my community. I've enjoyed serving my community now for many years. Me and Creighton go way back in financial industry, and we're working together again, here at Coastal.
Thank you. How about you, Creighton?
I started in this industry shortly after I graduated from UNC here in Chapel Hill. Around 1997, I have held several different types of positions within this industry, from branch manager, market executive. I was director of sales communications for the United States. Different things that allowed me in my career to be able to see what are the things that people really need when it comes to finances.
Right.
About somewhere around 2011 time period, I found another avenue to be able to really connect more to the community and connect more to the needs of people when they're really talking about one of the most private and powerful things that they can have, their money, their spending, their habits. That led me to Coastal Credit Union around that period of time. And from there, we have continued to build upon those partnerships and continue to build upon different strategies and ways, and really wanting to be creative as to how we are able to continue to elevate the financial consumer, that be our members, and those abilities continue to grow.
Tell me, who can join the Coastal Credit Union? Because you mentioned their members. Who can join?
Well, Sharon, thank you for asking that question. That is one of the biggest questions that we get because so many people feel that they cannot join the credit union. In all actuality, there are many different ways that they can. And we are always so willing to want to have those conversations, whether it's with some of the employers that they are a part of, many of the different organizations that they may be members and part of. Those are so many different ways. The best way to directly answer that question for us to say if you can be that and answer that question positively is for you to contact us so that we can go through some of the things that you're a part of and really make that easier. So whether that is contacting myself or Steve directly or going to our website, coastal24.com, that will give you all those answers as to how you can join. And let's say there's a place for a lot of people in this membership and in this movement.
Understand. So Coastal 24 is the best starting point for people to talk about Coastal Credit. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits that you have with Coastal Credit Union. And there's a bunch, and we'll probably spill over into our second segment. Steve, why don't you start off by just saying some of the benefits of being a member of Coastal Credit
Union. Yes. So our hours are from 7 to 7, 7 days a week, with the convenience of being able to interact with a banker. Our different products and services is Go Green Checking, Go Green Money Market, and some of these are the best enticing rates available in the market. We have a lot of products with 100% financing on mortgages and home equity lines.
Let's talk about that 7x7. Let me stop. We said that's going to stay, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. I find that it is such a joy to be able to go on Sunday at 3 p.m. to my branch and be able to make a deposit, to be able to talk to a human being. That is such a blessing. We'll continue with the benefits when we come back with our second portion. But folks, Coastal is amazing, as we're going to hear more in our second segment. You're listening to 97.5 WCHL. My guests today are Creighton Blackwell, Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Community Engagement, and Steve Hardy, Senior Market Manager from Coastal Credit Union. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Creighton Blackwell, who's the Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Community Engagement, and Steve Hardy, who is Senior Marketing Manager from Coastal Credit Union. Stephen, we left off. You were talking about the 7x7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. availability. Continue, please.
Well, think about it this way. If you are staying status quo in your service that you're trying to give to your consumer, or in our case, is our membership, then there's no way that you're actually being able to build something that's better. You're staying the way you are. Through membership interaction and engagement, through research, we wanted to look for different ways for us to be able to add to our service levels, add to that convenience level. When you look at the 7x7x7, which is once again open, you know, branches 7 days a week from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, you have that type of access to our active tellers. That now says you no longer need to have that rush on Friday afternoon and it's 5:29 that you're trying to get to the bank to deliver that deposit or cash that check. This convenience allows you now to truly live better. You don't have to have all that stress of rushing there because you can do that now on Saturday morning. You can do that now on Sunday afternoon. You can do that now Monday on your drive home from work, not having to leave work a little early for you to make that. We wanted to add that convenience to, once again, allow you to live your life. We're here for our membership to be able to add those types of conveniences to pull some of that financial stress, that financial strain off of your shoulders. Let your credit union be the entity that helps do that so that you simply live that life. Look at the time now we're able to have you hopefully spend more time with your family because you can now better schedule when you need to come see us for that financial thing. That's one of the benefits that we are so proud of But we have to continue to be futurist. We have to continue to do that research and listen to our members to say, what are the next things that we can continue to add? If we're not doing that and we're not challenging status quo, we're not being that values-driven organization that we're built to be.
And that 7x7x7 is one of the great benefits.
Yes, Sharon. One of the great benefits of the credit union is our loyalty bonus program. Based on the strength of the credit union, we are able to give back to our members. And as you recognized, you had a deposit in your member share account based on that.
Yes, I did.
So that's something we're able to do and reward back to you being a member.
That was so sweet to see. They're giving me money. It was
most
great.
Definitely. Yes. I'm sure there's not many institutions that are able to do this.
I believe that. Talk also about what you've done in the mobile world.
The mobile world, we have online banking. You can do mobile deposit. You load up the mobile app on your phone. You can do the check deposit, which is great. We have a lot of the same services that your other institutions have.
And this all comes from how much of it is member-driven versus, just as Creighton was saying earlier, just thinking about the future and what can we do to stay current. What do these ideas come from?
Well, we have scores that go out to our members, and when we review our scores, we always come up with a plan of what we're going to do to meet the services and the needs of our members. So most definitely every year and every time when these surveys come out, we review and come up with things that we can do to help our members.
Anything to add to that, Creighton?
Yes. With that, you're also challenging yourselves professionally. We want to allow our professionals that work here be professionals, meaning they need to go back to challenging that status quo. They need to be able to say, what are those next things? And whether we are doing this with research from many different entities that we have access to, listening to our members through those types of surveys. You have to be able to combine all those so that you can make accurate projections on what is it that your membership need today, but what's going to have them flourish tomorrow. And then challenging that status quo allows us to continue to have these types of ideas and not be afraid, have the courage to maybe try some things. There may be things that we fail, but as we know throughout all of our professional careers and our personal careers, without failure, do you really learn? You
Good
must
point.
Try something. And we challenge each other to do that.
Now, you've got a bunch of branches around the triangle. I assume everything we're saying applies to all those branches. Is there any difference between
the
branches?
Yes, Sharon. We have many locations in the triangle that are able to serve our members. And we also have a digital branch that serves our members when they do stuff online. So they can open accounts, do loan requests, mortgage requests, but they get interaction right through the computer with
things
account
I just
managers.
Love, being able to just tap on my phone and do everything from the comfort of my home. Steve, talk some more about what you're doing, more of what you're doing in terms of helping out the members.
Yes. Some of the other things we are offering is seminars to our communities where we can help educate home ownership, retirement planning, just learning about what the member's trying to achieve and assessing what their needs are with our products and services.
Is there a fee to join those seminars?
There's no cost involved.
Even more. For the sake of the members. That's wonderful. Anything to add on that, Creighton?
The key to how we get success out of this, number one, these are with trained financial people. These are with people. You heard Steve talk about his background in this. This isn't simply standard budget talks that we do. We want to be a little bit more involved in being able to bring the holistic experience of what we have done throughout our careers, what we see every day, and bring that to the member. So now, hopefully, we're able to be able to influence financial behaviors and influence those that says, you know, I'm 50 years old and no one ever walked me through how you actually do
this.
Don't
you love hearing that?
Being able to help people buy that next home and understand how that what that paperwork really meant and all those. That's what we want to bring, not to what financial literacy, but to financial education.
Gentlemen, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about what you're doing in the community, right? You're listening to WCHL 97.5. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guests today are Creighton Blackwell, Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Community Engagement, and Steve Hardy, Senior Market Manager from Coastal Credit Union. Contact information. Gentlemen, you mentioned Coastal 24, but if we wanted to get to you specifically, what are some other contact information you'd like to give us?
Yes, our location here in Orange County is 310 East Main Street, Suite 110, Carber, NC 27510. And the phone number to the location is 919-869-8520. And then always coastal24.com.
Right. Give that phone number one more time, please.
919-869-8520.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Yes.
In our remaining time, I know that Coastal Credit Union is very involved with the community, that you've received some awards. Creighton, can you share with us some of the awards Coastal Credit Union members or officers or leaders have received?
One of the big ones that we're very, really proud of is our CEO, Chuck Purvis, was chosen by the Triangle Business Journal as the 2016 Businessman of the Year. So much of that was based off of the community work that the organization has done under his leadership and under his guise. And that was just – it's a tremendous honor for Chuck. It's a tremendous honor for the organization as a whole, and it really represents.
And Creighton, I know you're a very humble man, but a little birdie told me you also got an award called the Triangle Business Journal Award for Corporate Philanthropy for an Individual. Is that true?
yes, that is true. It truly – it's an honor, of course, to ever be able to be recognized. But once again, it's a reflection of the fact that we're involved with so many nonprofits and so much in the community, whether it's Habitat for Humanity, the North Carolina Council for Economic Education, whether that's the Caring Community Foundation, Boys and Girls Clubs, Cramden Institute, a lot of our nonprofit, our colleges. We forget those are nonprofits,
yes,
but also people we're willing to help. It truly, once again, goes off the fact that we want to be aggressive in being a part of our community, not just talking at it, but to really talk from within and use our experience and our passion to really, once again, represent us being a purpose-driven organization. And you can only do that by actions, not by talking about it. And I was very humbled for that recognition, but it's not about me. It's about us. It's about mm-hmm. the we. And we want to be able to share in all of our experience and share in everything we can. That's how community sustainability is built.
And good man to be charge with all of that community work. In our 30 seconds we have left, Steve, please tell us what it means to you to work for Coastal Credit Union. Where do you find the passion within your heart?
Yes, my passion is seeing people come in and interacting with them and make a life-changing event that for them, learning about them and being able to assist them in whatever might arise. So I really enjoy helping the community and the people.
And I enjoy walking into the branch and seeing you when I do. Thank you, sir. It's time for us to close. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope our audience has learned a lot about Coastal Credit Union. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WCHL 97.5. My guests today have been Creighton Blackwell, Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Community Engagement, and Steve Hardy, Senior Market Manager. I'm Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.